And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and we're back in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we have Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Llanero on Baja East Cape here to talk about some great fishing and some great times going on in Southern Baja. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing land and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Welcome.
There we go.
Good morning. Going to be a great show today. This is always one of my most favorite shows. It's the easiest show in the world to do. You're talking for 2 hours about your favorite place on the whole planet to go visit.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great one, buddy.
It's pretty cool. Well,
John, go welcome. Thanks for coming into the world headquarters here.
Good morning, Pedro, Rick.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, so what's going on in Rancho Llanero? You just got back.
I just got back.
Flew up to the show.
Fresh up. Always. Yeah. It just came up yesterday, and fishing's good. We've had the last couple of weeks, it's improved. The tuna bite kind of waned there for about a month and a half. You know, we had a real good start in June, you know, during our tournament, and then it dropped off some, but they're back. The tuna are back in a big way. They're inside. They're pretty close to the beach off of Rincon there on the line. But just yesterday, they caught, I don't know, four or five over 50. And loads in 20-30 pounders. So a little bit bigger fish. And not schooling guys, you know, individual guys. The Dorado have showed back up. And,
nice.
Finally, yeah. You know, they've been on and off. Hasn't been a great Dorado year. But this past week, they've really shined. We've got quite a few Dorado. And Marlin, my gosh. You know, so many Marlin this year. You know, there's always good Marlin fishing, but certainly this year has been spectacular. You know, it's not unusual for these guys to go out and release four, five, six in
a
day.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah.
And Bisbee this year got a lot of big blues, huh?
Big
and
blues.
Blacks.
A lot more blues around, and people are catching blues regularly. A perfect example is we had a couple from Reno, Nevada, and they're fly fishing, you know, and this woman was talking about it and how they're going to catch a marlin up on fly off the boat, and then they're going to do it all by hoyle, you know, they're going to stop the boat and all casting. And I'm going, oh, yeah, well, we'll see what happens with that.
Good luck with that.
They came back in the next day, and they released six marlin, all on the fly. They have most of it on video, and they did it the right way. They pulled the teasers. They stopped the boat, did the whole.
No,
wow.
Video. They
really like official.
Did. Yes, they did. One was a blue.
They didn't put a bait on their fly?
for me, you know, a lot of times they'll troll the fly.
Sure.
And they get picked up that way. But no, they did it all by the book.
Wow.
And they had one was a blue, about a 200-pound blue.
Whoa. So, I can't even imagine it on a fly rod.
Right?
And all of it was in 3 miles of the hotel, right there.
Really?
Right there in front. You know?
Wow.
They said they could see the hotel the whole time.
Yeah.
You get like a 14 weight? Like, I mean, what kind of gear does it take to do that?
At least, yeah.
Crazy.
I would think, yeah, 14, a big one.
Yeah,
a big one with a big reel,
yeah,
right?
Lots of line.
They sure scored on them, and they, the videos and everything's all documented. I was amazed.
That's really cool.
It has to be a fly fishing record of some kind, I would think.
We talk about it all the time, but I don't think it gets driven home enough. I don't know that there's a place in the world that you have a better consistent shot at catching a marlin than the East.
Oh, there's
in the whole world.
There's not. I don't think there is. There's so many, and people. It's funny, you know. Everybody gets spoiled. All of our guests, and thankfully, thanks guests, they come back year after year, and so they've caught marlin, they've released marlin, so everybody's kind of been there, done that, and they'll drive over them. So you'll ask, well, what kind of a day do you have? Oh, we had an okay day. We caught a couple of dorado, released two marlin.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You'd be on the front page of the newspaper in Honolulu
if
you caught two in one day.
Yeah, most of the big places that people travel to catch a marlin, they say it takes 3 days worth of booking charters to have a fair shot at getting one. You know, it's 3 days for one fish.
Yeah, our percentages are way, way better than that. We're not quite up to one a day, I don't think, but real, real close.
Oh, no doubt.
Real close, yeah. There just loads them around. Sales as well, and like Pete mentioned, blues, a lot of blacks, too.
Yeah,
I think more blacks than blues this year.
So now we're headed into the prime month. It is the prime month,
yeah.
And October is one of my favorite months to go down there. What are we in store for as the season progresses into the fall?
Well, you know, the tuna bite is real good. Big marlin are going to be in there. The dorado bite has picked back up. There's always rooster fish, you know, big rooster fish. We're going to take releasing quite a few of those. You know, the wahoo just haven't been real around.
Not a lot of wahoo this year?
No, I don't know why.
That's interesting.
Down by the White Cliffs, they'll go down, you know, Vina Ramos,
sure.
Which is about an hour and 20-minute boat ride from the ranch. They're picking up a few down there on Rapala's. But otherwise, no, we haven't had many at all.
Yeah.
You know, which is, and of course, everybody wants wahoo.
Yeah.
Dying for a while.
Yeah.
So.
But there's nothing wrong with a 40-pound dorado, huh? I'll take one of those.
No, there's been quite a few.
A lot of big ones.
You know, it's been funny. A lot of big ones, a lot of big bulls. Not that many of the real medium size, you know. It's just been a lot of bulls. But that's kind of changed in the last two or three weeks.
Yeah,
we're getting a lot more, you know, 10, 15, 20-pound fish.
Those typically picked up trolling marlin lures?
Yeah, the big bulls, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing, too, you know. Once the guys, it's funny because nobody was using ballyhoo, I don't know, 10 years ago. Everybody's just using plastic. And now everybody's gone to the ballyhoo and rigging the ballyhoo. And sometimes they'll combine the lure with the ballyhoo, but the ballyhoo, the marlin love the ballyhoo.
Yeah, nice.
I mean, your odds go up so greatly. The difference between plastic and ballyhoo is huge.
Yeah.
They and so much so that even where they used to toss a live caballito or a mackerel, Now they'll take a dead ballyhoo and toss it just like a...
No kidding.
Yeah, and you know, you're moving the boat, so they're getting a little swim action out of it. But, boy, they love ballyhoo.
Yeah.
They really do.
So a lot of changes going on down in that area with the... But the ranch hasn't changed, but a lot of changes right down the road from you with this multi-billion-dollar resort down there, the Four Seasons, right?
It's stunning. Well, you know, if I had to have a neighbor, it was inevitable.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm not a bad neighbor.
It's
still, it's how many miles down the beach? 7 miles?
No, about 3.5.
3.5 miles.
Yeah, just right, pretty close. I'm my closest hotel neighbor. You know, it's inevitable that you know, we're only 45 minutes an hour from the airport, and sooner or later was, you know, we were living in a dream there. Sooner or later we were going to get developments around us, and it could as easily have been a Hyatt or
right.
you know, a 15-story, something like that. Instead, we got Four Seasons and Aman, and they're three stories, very, very low density. You know, I think the Four Seasons has 150 keys, and they're building an Aman now that's only going to be 40 keys.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been a bit high end. The Four Seasons is like $1,500 a day, and I don't know what the Aman's going to be, but Aman's going to be double or triple that.
And surrounded by $18 million lots, too, right?
More than that.
Wow.
Yeah, they just got $23 million for a beachfront lot.
Wow.
Jeff Bezos from Amazon bought one.
Really?
So, yeah, it's quite the neighborhood. Things change things.
And beautiful golf course.
Oh, beautiful golf course. Robert Trent Jones Jr. golf course. It's beautiful.
Now, if somebody stays at the ranch, can they go down and play that golf course?
No.
No. You have to be staying at the Four Seasons?
No, they're very, very exclusive. So
yeah.
I think that'll change, you know, eventually after they get going. Historically, that's what happens with all the resorts in Cabo, just to help support the golf course.
Sure.
But so far, no.
But for now, you got to be kicking out $1,500 a night.
Yeah, you got to be. And if you pay the $1,500 for it, Lord knows what the green fees are.
Yeah, right. I can imagine.
Everything is so expensive. They have a restaurant in there. We went in. I can go in and out now. They'll finally let me in and out. So we went in there, and they wanted, it was $120 a pound for the lobster with the shell, right?
Okay.
For the restaurant.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Nice.
So, and bottles, you know, $2,000-$3,000 bottle of wines.
Nice.
On the wine list. And it's definitely not ranch.
I think I'll stick with Rib Night at the ranch.
Yeah, Rib Night at the ranch. Now, $1,500 a night for a room, you get an oceanfront room at the ranch, and what is it, a couple $100 a night, includes all your food?
Yeah,
I think our max is about, for two people, is about $350 now, with meals included. You know, so a big, big difference.
That's what oceanfront
people ask me. Yeah,
balcony.
Guests ask me, are you worried that they're going to take your business? No.
Yeah, no. You always said on the show it's the exact opposite.
Yeah, we might get a few coming over, and they, you know, there's been some changes. I hate the wave riders, the jet skis, and all that. That's a pain. And a few more of those are coming and buzzing around. And things are changing a little bit that way. But it was inevitable, and like I say, I knew it was going to happen, and if I had to have a neighbor, boy, these are the good ones.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
No doubt about it.
Now, of course, you have a great fleet of boats at Rancho Llanero for people to choose from. You specialize in super pongas, right?
Right.
But you also have cruisers and then bring in outside boats if necessary.
Right. And we do a lot. The pongas are real, real popular and always have been and always will be. There's more emphasis now. People enjoy the larger twins now. You know, the Super Cruiser, which was the singles, you know, the 28 to 30 foot singles, used to be the forte pretty much. But now everybody's going to the larger twins that are, you know, 34, 35 feet and can hold six passengers. There you go. The marina changed that as well.
Sure.
Because it used to be on the East Cape, you didn't want to have a boat that was bigger than you could pull out of the water yourself or arrange to get out of the water. So that kind of excluded those 34, 35-footers, those bigger, larger twins. But now with the marina, gosh, you're seeing a lot more boats, a lot like Cabo now. You're seeing a lot of real big boats. They're opening up and widening up the marina down there by the Four Seasons. It's Costa Palmas is the name of the development. And they're putting big ships in there. There's one in there that's got to be, I don't know, 80 feet.
Wow.
Yeah, and it used to be with the channel, you could barely get a 35-footer in and out without ruining your props. They're doing a better job.
Yeah.
They're paying a lot more attention to the marina. They weren't in the beginning. You know, they were building the hotels and doing their own thing. Now there's a lot of emphasis on the marina. They've got a yacht club and all kinds
of things. Houses being built.
And you can't believe the houses in there. They're all stone. They're all marble exteriors. I mean, it's incredible what they're doing in there.
Yeah, it's cool. And also that marina has become a kind of a nursery for all the sardinas. So the sardina population has really boomed down there. So there's really a nice availability of bait, right?
That's interesting. You know, when it all started, when they just opened up the channel for the marina, the entrance for the marina, all the sardines were gone. I mean, there was 3 years right after they opened that marina that we just had no sardines, which is deadly for the fly fishermen and all that. Everybody wanted sardine, and my hope was that they would go up in there and propagate and breed and then come back out. And literally, that's exactly what's happened. They flourish inside the marina. They won't let them net in the marina, so they net out right outside by the entrance to pick them up. It's unlimited, and they're much bigger sardine, much
nice.
Nicer bait. Yeah, much nicer bait, and gobs of them really every day as much as you want. And they're just coming, they're breeding and propagating in the marina and coming out.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, so it's worked right.
Bonus for fishermen.
Yeah,
and more bait, more fish,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Easy to get to.
Big difference when you can chum with sardine, throw a lot of sardine.
Yeah.
It brings up, especially that's what they're catching these tuna now. You know, they're drift fishing and chumming a lot and bringing the fish up and popping them.
That's great. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about with beautiful place on earth, Rancho Leonero and Baja's East Cape, which is just so easy to access.
Yeah, so much stuff to cover, like you say, with the great fishing and the great hotel. It's just going to be a great time, and we want to have you join us this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. It's going to be a very busy morning. We do have an open phone line right now, so a great time to call. One more time, 213-432-1090. Or you can text the show. Been a very popular option here on Let's Talk Hookup. It's only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download and a very easy way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup and kind of keep tabs with what's going on. Every once in a while, we have a special live broadcast or something. We'll send you a note. Hey, there's going to be fun going on. Let's Talk Hookup here. It's a free. You don't get any BS. It's just a great way to participate and be a part of the Let's Talk Hookup family. And again, free download via your Apple or your Android device. And you can text the show, send your questions to Don, and we'll read them on the air. Not only are we talking Rancho Leonero today, we're going to be talking all that big tuna fishing going on outside here, all the great yellowtail and Dorado fishing going on. We have also got a great prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a full day trip on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing to get in on some of that great fishing. It's going to be a great show and a lot of fun. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls, taking your texts, lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedro Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedroSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are absolutely packed solid. Everybody's excited to talk to John.
Yeah, and if you want to send us a text, just go through the... via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It just says text the show, and we'll, we're getting a bunch of texts coming through, and we'll definitely get things going here on the text. We have a text from that just came in from Dan in Huntington Beach, longtime listener, he says, and he says, can I launch my boat at the ranch, or can you launch, or can you launch his boat?
Yeah, we help out guests, and we actually store boats occasionally, too, people that want to. Take the time to trail them all down. Yeah, so they can come down 2 or 3 trips.
Yeah, that's what a great idea.
Yeah, that's a cool.
We help you put them in and out.
So you'll store it for a while.
Yeah, we don't even charge or anything. If you come back,
just bring a cover.
Just come to see. Yeah, bring
two
of them.
Bring a cover for your cover.
And don't put it under the trees. You know, that's a common mistake.
Yeah.
The trees collect salt water. In the night, and then it drips on whatever.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Acidic as it can be, it really. So everybody thinks they're going to be better.
Yeah, I'll be in the shade.
In the shade. And
we caution them against that.
That's interesting.
But we have good security at the hotel, never any problem. And we're happy to do it. We'll help with fuel and charge you for fuel.
That's sweet. Wow. Yeah, what a good program there.
So tow it down.
Also, speaking of close to Palmas, there's a ramp down there. They've got a real good ramp.
Oh, really?
You can put it in and out. And then a lot of people, what people do is they'll go down. We'll push your boat in and out with our machines. But when people normally, what happens is they'll go down to the marina, launch their boat down there, and then bring it up by us, and then we help them anchor them out in front, depending on the size of the boat.
Yeah, sweet.
Shuttle back and forth along with our game.
Nice. Perfect. All right. Well, phones are packed. They want to talk to John, so let's jump into it.
You got it, buddy. Again, if you want to get your shot to get through, it's 213-432-1090. We're going to start with Rosalie. This comes from Harupa Valley this morning. Good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, everyone. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. So my husband and I are headed to the ranch. Hi.
Oh,
we're headed to the ranch the first week of October 3rd. We're celebrating our anniversary, and it's also going to be our very first time there. So he's already set up the Super Ponga, but he also wanted to do some surf fishing. So he was wondering, or we were wondering, what kind of lures we might want to bring with us for surf fishing. And then another question is, we're flying in via Volaris. Do we have any COVID restrictions that we should be made aware of?
We
were just talking about Volaris. You know, it's actually real easy with Volaris. They coming back, you don't have to have the COVID test. You just walk across the border, so it's not required. And it's a lot less expensive. It's really easy to do going both ways. Yeah, it really is. In fact, that's how I came in yesterday.
That's how we're going down in October, and that's how I'm going down.
My last flight was there, same.
Yeah.
No, it's cake, and it's a nice little airport in Tijuana. It really is. It's not real big, and
they've really improved it too. Yeah, it's they've done a great job.
Yeah, they got a Johnny Rockets burger place.
Yeah.
they got a wine
bar.
They've got wine bars. It's a nice little airport, and it's quick and easy with the bridge now with CBX. It's easy to go back and forth, it actually takes about the same amount of time. To give you an example, my wife picks me up, and on the U.S. side, and I came in yesterday. My flight got in at 11:55, and I was in the car at 12:15.
Nice. That's so sweet.
No more than 20 minutes going across, depending on the line at immigration, U.S. immigration.
Sure.
But I have never had any problem.
Yeah.
It's the SDD. Yeah.
And then as far as lures for the surf?
Yeah, you know, X wraps are good. Anything that pops on the surface. We have a lot of rocks in front of the hotel, and the rocks are where the fish are. They're normally not as there are over the sand occasionally, but you're going to catch more fish over the rocks. So you want something that's not going to sink and snag up on the rocks. And they, you know, everything's surface biters down there. It's real shallow as well in front. So anything makes a racket and stays on top.
Our last trip in June, we had real good success with that Lucky Craft flash minnow, the same one that the guys fish for halibut in the surf out here.
No
that
kidding.
115 size.
115 Lucky Craft flash
minnow. Yeah, it's like
minnow.
A, you know, like a 5-inch minnow style lure. Right.
Because it's subsurface.
It's a suspending subsurface, exactly. Yeah. So it's below the surface, but not it doesn't dive down, so you're not snagging up the rocks and things like that.
Yeah.
And, it was great. I mean, it's got those ball bearings in it, so it casts really good.
Oh,
you cast it a long ways. And, I mean, everything. We caught all kinds of... From little cabrillas to, you know, little jacks to needlefish and trumpet, everything. I mean, steps in front of the ranch, we would, you know, get up and have breakfast and go make a few casts or you know, afternoon fishing after your day of pongo fishing. We went through a couple of those things. It was
good. You catch a lot of fish. Wax wings, a lot of people bring lots of wax.
I could see that.
Yeah,
works real well. And some freshwater lures and stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of... Big fish in there with smallmouths on the reef in front.
Either surface or subsurface lures. But and crocodiles work really well, but you're going to lose a lot of them on the rocks. That's the problem with the crocodile.
Bring your mask and snorkel. And go back. And it's nice and shallow. That brings up the snorkeling in front that. It really is incredible. All the fish. But it's very shallow in front. So it's real easy to get hung up.
What anniversary is this? So I guess we lost.
Yeah, maybe Rosalie went away there. Well, congratulations, and what a fun
way
to spend this.
We'll see you in October, Rosalie. Look forward to it.
All right.
That's cool. Thanks. Well, let's jump back into them. This time we're going to talk to Sean. Sean's calling us from Lomita this morning. Good morning, Sean. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. John, it's exciting to talk to you. I'm always look forward to hearing your reports each week. And I got one time, I've been down to the East Cape at a lot of different resorts, and one time I was at Palmas, and I got to have breakfast with Bobby Van Wormer, where he told me about the long history of the fish trap, as he calls it in his commercial, and it was just fascinating to me. I love to hear the history of fishing going back into this wonderful paradise that you put there at the ranch, and I'd like to know a little bit about the history there, and we'll touch on what our last caller was saying. I have my brother-in-law used to go down to the East Cape fishing for roosters in the surf, and his trick was he'd bring treble hooks and try to snag mullet in the surf and then toss it back out there on 25 or 30 pound and hook nice sized roosters in the surf. So that was just something that he used to do. Are there any mullet along the beach, and what about the history of the ranch, and what about any real big marlin that you've seen there? I mean, the real big blacks or blues.
Well, we get some big ones, and we get some, I'll start with the marlin. That's the most fun. They're the bank right off of La Rivera. There's a bank that runs from the ranch actually down to Punta Colorado, and it's about 2 to 5 miles off the beach there, and there's a number of drop-offs, and the East Cape Bisbee is a perfect example. The winning fish, better than 60% of the winning fish have been right off that bank, right in front, and this year they caught one a little bit further south, but last year they had So I think David and Manuel had caught a 782, was it?
Jeez.
Yeah, big fish. I mean, you get a lot of big blues and blacks right on the front there. It's funny you mentioned old Bob Van Wormer. What a great guy and really my mentor.
Such a great guy.
Yeah, such a great guy. I probably wouldn't be down there if it wasn't for Bob helping me out and giving me advice. A lot of history down there. At the ranch, you know, I started a long time ago. I didn't have much money, so I just kind of built it as I went. I started construction in 1981, late 81, and I opened my first 5 rooms in late 83, and just built it as I went. Now, all the materials from the ranch by necessity, financially, and everything else, where I quarried the rock from the mesa back behind us on the ranch property, all the palapa roofs were very inexpensive. Then we farmed the palms ourselves and hired the Indians to put the roofs together and all that. So it was a real natural deal. Now, if the ranch is, because all the materials are from the area, if you go 500 yards off the hotel, you can't see it anymore.
It's
totally true.
Which is really cool.
I have people coming from Palmas that come by from Palmas all the time and say, where are you? I look for you. I can't see the hotel. It's because it just blends in. It's naturally camouflaged. So then the fishing in that area is really unique because that holds warm water in there. It's open to the Pacific on the outside, and so we get all the pelagics, everything that you get on in the Pacific on the Cabo side, the Arches side. Plus, you have the opportunity to fish inside in the shallow water for the roosters, a big pargo and everything. Gosh, this year, I can't tell you how many big amberjack we've gotten, whopper, you know, from 50 to 100 pounders. We had a couple dozen. It's been stunning. But very good bottom fishing, inside fishing, and which is the difference between us and Cabo. And we do have all the pelagics and everything. It's just a natural spot. Pete will testify. You go into, like, Pomo Reef is a perfect example. What a natural habitat for the fish. If you go in the Caribbean, very prolific. You go in the Caribbean, it's gin clear water, right? And you go in diving, but you don't see any fish. You see such clear water. When you go into Pomo, sometimes it's almost milky. You got a 20, 30 foot visibility, but that's the microplankton, the food chain, and there's so many fish. Just
depending on the time of the year. Like in the spring, you get those plankton blooms, and the visibility is not as good, but the fish population is unbelievable. Giant amberjack, giant pargo,
grouper,
huge, like 100, 150, 200-pound grouper all over the place.
Huge school to Jack Crevalle. Huge school, millions of Jack
Crevalle. And then as the water warms, the plankton kind of dies off this time of the year in the fall, and the water clarity gets better. There's still a lot of fish there, but not the abundance of the big fish.
It gets a little too warm for them, and they drop thermoclines down into deeper water. Yeah,
I know.
But it's so fishy, and that's the point. Yeah. It's just that area, for whatever reason, really the food, the cycle there is, the algae blooms and all that just create a lot of food for the fish.
Oh, yeah.
All the way up and down the line, and we're loaded with them. We have good fishing.
I know you and John have spent a lot of time diving in there, seen the photos and heard the stories. What do those big groupers do when you're around? Are they docile? Do they freak
very
out when
docile.
They see a guy? Do they come right up to you? You know what I mean? Like, are they afraid of you, or they just swim around?
They don't really come up to you, but they don't run away.
They're not fearful of you either.
Now, if you try and swim toward them, they'll just slowly swim away. I mean, they're so fast, all they have to do is whip their tail.
They're real tame. They're used to divers in there. There's loads of divers now a lot of divers. In fact, you have to reserve your time on different spots now and have licensed boats, and it's changed a lot.
But, yeah, you'll get within 5-10 feet
of a 100-pounder even.
Of 200-pounders. Giant.
And 100-pound pargo. Big.
Huge. How cool.
Yeah. No, it's a beautiful place to dive. It's probably one of the most It's one of the most spectacular places to dive in the world that I've ever been. But I got to tell you, for big fish, it's the best.
No kidding.
There's no better place in the world that I've ever seen if you want to see big fish.
It's loaded. And actually, it's helped our fishing. Bob Van Wormer, speaking of Bob, he and I actually helped found the state park. And I used to, when I first went down there, I would spearfish on it, free dive, and it was no park and it was all legal. But when we finally got started the park itself, it wasn't probably a year and a half when the feds came and took it over and made it a federal park, and they tripled the size of the park. And of course, Bob and I didn't like that, because we got our fishing boats.
Yeah.
But it's been a really, really good thing. It's the fish propagate in there, and a lot of the fish we catch come out of the park.
That's cool.
In fact, they, like the Rincon, right, with all the tuna and all that, they're fishing right on the edges of the park. It's real popular fishing spots because the fish come out. So it's been good for the fishery. It really has. And it's unique.
Well, because The problem is there's really no regulations on commercial fishing down there.
Yeah.
And they have nets everywhere. There's inshore nets. I mean, whereas here,
it's better.
We have control on the populations and stuff. It's different than,
it's
say,
better.
An MPA here
yeah.
because there are nets everywhere down there. So by having this park, there's no nets. It's not the sport
yeah.
fishermen that are doing the damage.
No, you know,
it's
I get a lot
of fishermen.
I
want to clarify.
Yeah,
right.
And I yeah. get, and sometimes I get a lot of heat for John's pro closure and all that. It's just a different animal down there than
yeah.
here. You know, it's overregulated like crazy up here in the
yeah.
United States and so underregulated down there. Just to see him do something and protect the fish down there in any way is great. And,
yeah.
and it has been good for the area, no doubt about it. That again, that Pomo Park and that unique environment is... I don't think you could make a comparison up here
no.
with the different. It's a different, special spot.
It's a different deal and a different world
speaking
down there
the,
because of the nets.
Yeah, speaking of the fish trap, it's just
a fishy
spot.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks for the call. One thing I want to mention, today's a big day for 8 people.
Yeah,
qualified at our San Diego County Ford Dealers Remote Broadcast. We're going to be giving away 8 phenomenal prizes to 8 lucky qualifiers here later on in the show. So I'm sure they're tuning in with beta, including that trip to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, and the trip on the Blackjack out of Dana Landing. Those are the 2 grand prizes there. So.
But, I mean, those are the grand prizes, but all the things that go along with
them. Oh, yeah.
Killer Shimano, you know, Shimano reels, 2-speed reels, Speedmasters, you're giving away a Trank, full-day trips on the San Diego, several handmade Anza fillet knives, Maui Jim sunglasses, that same one that we were talking about, the gift card that's good for any non-prescription pair of Maui Jims. There's a $500 shopping spree to AFCO. Like, there are some real deal prizes given away today.
So stand by. We'll be finding out those winners here coming up shortly on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, hey, you know, kind of this works off of the last thing you were talking about, that great amberjack fishing, was a fun text from Greg, who's actually texting us from eastern Idaho. Said, John, you've been mentioning the amberjack often. I'm just curious, are those fish good to eat, or are they just good to pull on?
No, they're good to eat. These are good to eat. You know, they're some of the, like the Jack Crevel, are not good to eat, but then the Yellowtail are a Jack, and they're very good to eat as well. And the meat is actually better on the big amberjack than it is on the Yellowtail, and they are good eating. You know, when they get that big and that size, sometimes, you know, I think the 20 to 50 pounders are more mm-hmm. more juicy and sweet than when the bigger, older fish. But they're good eating, no
and
doubt.
And they're
about
tough.
It.
Pez fuerte.
Oh yeah. They're tuggers.
They'll pull
and
your
they
arms
take
off.
A while. Yeah, they will. And they'll rock you, too. They'll get in the rock.
Oh, yeah.
They're another one of those fish, too, that just doesn't have the – they just don't have the give up. You know, even at the end when they're at color, they're still just – you know, that tail be just thump, 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 thump. You know,
no,
those things just don't – they don't quit.
Yeah. So speaking of fish and recoveries, I've got great news. They took bluefin tuna off the endangered species list. How about that? Huh?
What a shock.
Yeah, what a shock. Gee, they finally figured out. Geez, there's a lot of bluefin tuna around, right?
But you saw that on the news. They can't figure it out.
I did not know that.
They took them off.
You're right.
Yeah.
I mean,
not just on bluefin, on the tuna population.
Yeah, tuna
period.
Populations in the world.
Around the world,
yeah.
They've increased, and they can't figure out why.
Yeah.
But it's been happening.
Good.
Which is, yeah, it's just beautiful
yeah.
for us.
Real positive, for sure. So if you want to get on a trip and go catch some of these non-endangered species, Royal Star has a trip opening that just came up on a trip on the 18th to the 25th of September. They just had two spots open. You talk about prime time.
Yeah.
So there's some options there. That would be a 7-day trip. So
yeah.
Guadalupe would be a possibility.
Sure.
Go out to Tanner Bank, catch some big bluefin.
I mean,
of the above. Right?
Yeah, you could do all kinds of potential things on that loop. You could go to the rocks and fish
yeah.
Wahoo.
Uh-huh.
You could fish the ridge. You could catch that coastal yellowtail. Like you say, there's a lot
and
of serious options.
And you talk about prime time.
Oh, man. September.
Yeah.
That's
September 18th through 25. 2 spots open on the Royal Star. If you want to go, call Tracy in the office there or check royalstarsportfishing.com for more information.
Yeah, call quick.
Call quick because those spots will go very, very quickly for sure.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, And of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking Rancho Llanero. Great phone calls, great fishing info. This has just been a very fun morning. And speaking of info, we're going to find out what's going on. It's time for a catch port today, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. They're now open at their new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Let's head on up to Dana Wharf for fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Willie's on the line. What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Hey, Brian.
Great. Good morning.
Good. Got you guys all back. Got the band back together today.
Yeah, man. We're back together.
Back in town.
Good deal.
Great job last Sunday, too,
really
on a solo act. Yeah,
yeah,
that was great.
Absolutely.
Thanks to Corey.
Absolutely.
Great show. Yeah. By the way, speaking of Corey, he'll be back in the studio with Rick and myself next Saturday as we celebrate our 30th anniversary on the air. So,
cool.
How about that? And I think Dana Wharf's been with us for about 29 of those 30 years. So we sure appreciate you guys.
Well, congrats to you. That's a milestone. That's awesome.
Happened? I know.
How did 30 years happen? That's a
tell
long,
me about it. My
that's
body's
a long
about
time.
I know, right? You might not, the calendar might tell you, but your body will remind you.
Yeah, that's
right?
Pretty cool.
Oh, boy. Well, hey, up here our week, you know, we had some shots and some opportunities. So I'd say the half-day fishing right now for us is really dependent on the water temperature and the water movement. You know, we're we're so susceptible to things changing, and we all know that this weather's been all over the place. So things have been a little up and down. I mean, it's no secret. Our fish counts are posted every single day on what we're catching. I'd say fly line sardines, fish fairly good this week for our guys on the half day. Some nice fish on the drop release setups. I think the guys fishing down at the bottom probably did a little bit better than the guys fishing up near the surface. With the cooler water still on the coast, the guys that are bringing the shrimp and the clam have had a little bit of an advantage on the sand bass and the sheephead and the sculpin and stuff like that for our half-day trips. Three-quarter day for us right now has been a mix of both bass fishing and the bottom fish, rockfish and sculpin, just, again, as a result of that cooler temp on the beach. Like, our water temp 65 degrees on the beach, and it's just, you know, had that little bit of wind yesterday. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to ask the guys what the water temp was this morning. I was afraid to know. So just good mixed bags of rockfish, though, you know, whitefish, sculpin. And then the days where there is a little bit of sunshine and we get some water moving in the kelp, there's been some sand bass and calico bass action along the kelp. But the best fishing for us this week came from the islands, just straight up. Catalina fished good. I know the Clemente was over there a day or two this week. We were over there on the Sunfun earlier in the week. At Catalina, there's some more yellowtail that seems to have kind of pushed in back around that east end to up to Freddy's Beach there up the back a little ways. Flyline sardines, again, best bet for that stuff. A couple fish on the jig. Barracuda along the kelp there as well kicked out a little bit of action. And over at Clemente, the yellowtail has been, you know, where it's at. Marcus on the Fury said that the best setups for his guys this week was the 25 to 30-pound fluorocarbon leader type setup with like a half ounce lining egg sinker and like a 1-0 hook for that live bait. He said that that fish is the best. He said those fish are getting smart over there. They've had a lot of pressure on the front of that island for the last couple weeks. So he said that's been the best bet. And it's been a good, you know, typical island grade of fish, 12 to 25 pound stuff with a few fish pushing close to 30. And then to go along with that, some nice bass, barracuda, and even some bonito and rockfish in his counts too. So that's pretty much it for us. Also, I'll tell you guys, listeners, that we're running a sale. You guys want to jump on our Instagram and click the link there. That'll take you over to our website. We're having like a 40% off sale on like a ticket four packs. So half day or three quarter day, want to save a few bucks, you know, 40% off on four tickets is a, you know, might as well take advantage of that. That'll come off sale on Monday. So guys want to jump on and check that out.
That's a great deal. Yeah, and can you click the banner on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website and get to that too?
Yeah, you can, but you're going to have to go to like the gift certificate section on our website, and then you can get in from there. It's
okay.
Pretty self-explanatory from there, but for sure you can link it there, and that'll take you right over as well.
Perfect.
Pretty,
sweet.
Pretty basic stuff. So, guys, again, reservations, certainly always a good idea this time of year. You know, obviously with kids back in school and things slowing down a tiny bit, you could probably show up same day and get on a boat, but don't chance it. Call our office here, 949-496-5794. Of course, like Pete just said, you can link us there through the Let's Talk Hookup webpage, or you can check us out at dinawarp.com.
Awesome. Great job. Hopefully some really good fishing to be had. We'll hope this good weather continues and pump things back up there. Great job on the report. We'll look forward to hearing another one next Sunday.
All right. Thanks, guys, for the time. And, yeah, jump on that 40% off. Save a few bucks. It's always worth it.
Such a killer deal. Great job, Willie. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
See you guys. Thanks.
All right. Now let's continue with our catch report. We're going to find out what's going on down at Cedros Island. We got Jeff Flowers giving us that Cedros Sport Fishing Report. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
Oh, doing great. Great. Thanks to hear about some biting yellows.
Yeah, well, I'm sitting here listening to John's report, and it's like, man, I think I better book another trip and get down there.
No doubt.
So, yeah, things have turned for the better now. For those who are following Rosie on Facebook and Instagram with Cedros Sport Fishing, you'll notice there's now Dorado being caught right outside on the south end and around the corner. So water warmed up even more, and you're getting a different variety, and we all know what happens after the Dorado move in. The yellowfin seem to follow it in, and those long, skinny wahoo like to come in there on the west side of the island, and so it's shaping up to be a fantastic fall downer, as it always does.
Man, I love it. That's great. Certainly good fishing. Always fun to see the extra color in the photos, too, and it's crazy how tight to the island you'll catch those Dorados.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you can catch them on surface iron, you can catch them on Rapala, you can catch them on bait. There's chunks of kelp floating down on the east side of the island lately as well. So it's It's fantastic fishing. Yellows are biting, surface iron, and I'm going to make a kind of an assertive statement here and tell anybody that's coming down to fish with Sadro Sport Fishing, do not bring anything less than 50 pounds to fish the yellows.
Oh.
They've gotten a little bit bigger, and they're fishing them in, 100 feet of water. And it's even though Rosie puts out her list of things to know and do before you come down, we still get the people that think, you're fishing in, 1,000 feet of water on a kelp paddy and 30 pounds or 40 pounds enough. No. Please, listen to what she's telling you when you're packing your gear. You come down with anything less than 50, you're just doing yourself a disservice.
Oh, that sounds awesome, man. That's
pretty
cool.
Amazing.
Very fun, Jeff.
So yeah, so things are great. The lodge is awesome. Things are changing down a little bit, just like they are over, near John's place. So you can't stop progress. But, we're still the number one spot down on the island, the most sought out after. And just to let you know that we do have some spots that became available in September and October. So for somebody who's been kind of sitting on the fence and you want to come down and fish with Sadro Sport Fishing, get hold of Rosie and get your name on that list. It's going to be something you'll remember forever.
There's no doubt about it.
Great job. Awesome, Jeff. Well, it's certainly a great report. If somebody wants to get one of those spots in October, how do we get a hold of Rosie?
Give her a call. That's the best way to get a hold of her. Make sure you do it quickly because those spots will fill up. If you can get a hold of her on the cell phone, and that number is 619-772-7570. You can also go on the website at sadrosportfishing.com. And just to let you know, there's some imposters that are showing up down there and they're plagiarizing names. So make sure you type in sadrosportfishing.com and you'll get a hold of her that way as well.
And talk to Rosie.
Talk to Rosie. That's the
Rosie
main
is
key.
The girl.
Ask who you're talking to. If it's not Rosie, you're at the wrong location.
There is definitely only one Rosie.
There's
no doubt about that. Well, Jeff, great job. We sure appreciate you. Great report. Glad to hear it. Can't wait to get back down, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, guys. I'm going to enjoy the rest of the show.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Jeff.
Appreciate it very much. Hey, that's going to wrap up our catch report. I want to remind you, surffishing.com is the spot. Surffishtackle.com, where you'll find all the gear you need to have a successful day on the beach at surffishtackle.com.
We might still hear from Gundy.
While I was reading that, I realized, we haven't even talked to Gundy.
Yeah,
those two reports were so complete. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, let's jump back in the phone.
That sounds good to me. How about Gary from Lawndale? The Iron Man's on the phone.
Iron
good morning,
Man.
Gary.
Gary.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and John. Ireland. I would like
Gary.
To talk about or ask about the ease of getting there. I mean, it's like a flight to Las Vegas, but a whole lot less expensive in the long run. And then maybe talking about your employees, one of the questions I have is about tipping.
Uh-huh. Well, if you're talking about getting down there, we were just talking about Valaris. If you want the deal, that's the way to go.
But, of course, Gary's in Lawndale, which is right next to the L.A. airport. There's nonstop flights out of LAX all the time.
There's so many. And less money than out of San Diego, too. You can shop around and get some pretty good deals. And it's only a two-hour and 20-minute flight out of L.A. So it's sure easy to get there and get back. And then the cab ride to the hotel is no more than an hour. So it's easy to go back and forth. And I can't recall, what was your other question?
Hotel staff,
people
been with you, and then also tipping.
Boy. So the hotel staff, the average tenure of my employees, believe it or not, is 26 years.
that's the average.
That's the average.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's the average. That's got to be some kind of a Guinness Book of Records, I think. Most of my employees, they've had one job in their life, and that's working at the ranch. So
wow.
When you come down and visit us, you're going to see the same people, and it's interesting because they're
and they remember your name and smile. It's like it's kind of going like going to Cheers.
It really is, man.
It's very familiar. It's just like coming home. It really is.
Yeah.
And they're great people, bunch of nice people, and they love their job.
Big smiles.
They love the hotel. They take good care of the guests, and with tipping, they get tipped well. They do. The boat captains, of course, get tipped well, the bartenders, and we have a box out by the front desk and that you can drop the tips in for all of the staff. But everyone's very generous with the guests. We're small. We're only 34 rooms, so we're real hands-on. So everyone gets to know everyone, and everybody, it seems like all the guests have their favorite employees, and so everybody's very, very generous with them. That's one of the reasons they hang around for 26 years average.
Yeah, for sure.
But
well, I did want to say that during the Fred Hall shows, Rancho Leonero is one of the most sought-after booths. You know, a lot of people say, where are they?
It sure is. Thanks. We sure miss the Fred Hall shows. I'll tell you that, too. Yeah, we have a dedicated clientele. We really do. Everybody loves all our guests love the ranch, and we love our guests too as well. And it's, you know, it's doing the shows. It's great to see everybody personally, one on one, and get everybody fired up for the season. So, yeah, it's special. But our employees, like I say, have been around for so long, and they're so familiar with the ranch and with our guests and all that. It makes it for a unique experience. There's nowhere in the world, I don't think, or another hotel where you actually have the opportunity to see the same people
for 30 years. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Nice to hear from you, Gary. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
How about Don from Woodland Hills up next on Let's Talk Cut Up? Good morning, Don.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, happy early 30th. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to join the show next week. So great job as always, and just love Let's Talk Hookup.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Yep. Hey, John, I'm planning with my better half coming down for the Let's Talk Hookup tournament next year. So can you talk a little bit about the room types and what they are? And then also, haven't fished at the ranch before, have fished the East Cape before. Do I need to bring gear or just terminal tackle, or what's your recommendation?
Well, we'll start with the tackle. You really don't need to bring anything. We pretty much set up, because of the cost of flying your equipment down and everything, over the years we've managed to accumulate, we have lots of equipment. And we're sponsored by Accurate, so we've got nice Accurate reels. And if you were to bring anything, you know, it's nice to catch fish with your own equipment. I recommend that you pick out two or three of your favorite reels and put them in your check bag, no carry-on at all. We have surf fishing rigs. If you want to bring any lures and all that, we have great tackle on the boats. But if you have favorite lures, that's a good idea to bring those as well. And if you're going to be fishing off the beach, we were talking earlier with another guest, you know, surface poppers, wax wings, something like that to work the beach in front when you're casting. But we have spin casting rods and everything for you. We really set it up so if you were just to bring down your flip-flops and shorts and T-shirt and that's pretty much all you need. We make that as easy as possible.
Wow, pretty good. That sounds great.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. We got a lot. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cate and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
San Diego, Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
This is the wheel Southern California saltwater anglers have been waiting for. The new Shimano Torium 40HG. From casting Wahoo bombs while long-range fishing, fishing local tuna or rockfish, the new Shimano Torium 40HG should be part of your arsenal. With more capacity, more power, and an amazing 31 pounds of drag with Shimano's carbon drag system, nothing rivals this addition to the Torium lineup. Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters says Shimano engineered Torium for the way we fish on the West Coast. With casting gear on conventional tackle. Torium's power and fishability are rooted in its body. A rigid, all-metal Hagane body encases Torium, delivering both stiffness and impact resistance. Anglers' actions are transformed directly into cranking power. Torium's S-compact body design makes it easier for anglers to control hooked fish in critical situations. The new Shimano Torium 40HG is now available at your local Shimano dealer. Grab yours today.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.